Lexington to learn more.
.9 36 here on AM 1150, 101.7 FM, WDEL.com. How are you feeling this morning? Do you wake up day after day and deal with back and neck pain and think you've exhausted your options? You've had surgery, you haven't had surgery, you don't want surgery, and you think that's about it. That's conventional thinking with a lot of people, and the truth is that's not the full extent of a way you could get back quality of life with conditions like these, chronic pain and such. First State Spine is located here in Delaware, and Dr. James Downing is joining us this morning from First State Spine. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we talk first about the problem and the root of the problem? Neck and back pain can really lay a person out, you know, as opposed to some of the pains that we get in other parts of the body. They really are central to our well-being, and they can take people's quality of life and just crush that, doctor.
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, low back pain is a very common problem in our population. When I meet patients in the office, one of the things I show them is a skeleton and compare the anatomy of the human spine to the anatomy of animals such as a tiger or a bear that still run on all fours.
Yeah.
Our spine is shaped about the same as back when we traveled on all fours. Now that we stand on our hind legs, it puts a lot of stress on the low back, and almost everyone over 40, 50 years old has low back problems. 80% of the population will see a doctor about their low back at some point in their life. It's a huge problem. And for pain that persists,
right,
and by chronic I mean more than 6 months, that's probably 30 million Americans, a large group of people.
And you're talking about people then that really deal with this on a daily basis on some level, and that part of it is not so normal in the equation.
Right. It's common, but it's not normal. It's not good. Pain causes disability. It affects your ability to perform at work or your ability to recreate, interact with your family. It affects your ability to exercise, and so it affects your whole life.
Yeah, and so the neck is obviously a part of this as well. It's right in line there and becomes an issue unto itself sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. First State Spine, you do many things there in terms of pain management, interventional procedures. Talk to us about, I guess, first of all, who are we talking to this morning that might benefit from what it is that you guys offer there, doctor?
Right. So this large group of people, 30 million Americans, typically it's people 40 and older that are starting to develop back pain. The majority of those people, probably two-thirds, will improve with conservative care. And by that, I mean physical therapy or chiropractic care, along with anti-inflammatory medications such as naproxen or ibuprofen. About two-thirds of people will get better with what we call conservative care. That still leaves a large group.
Yeah.
Of the people that don't improve with those conservative measures, which are frequently orchestrated by your family physician, then they would be referred to us to discuss the next options. Of that group that don't respond to conservative measures, about two-thirds will improve with the kind of non-invasive treatments we do, such as epidural steroid injections and facet joint injections. So about two-thirds of the people that don't respond to conservative measures will respond to a couple injections.
Mm-hmm.
That still leaves a large group of people, probably 5 or 10 million, who are not responding. And that's the that's the tough group in our population. We have two options. They're not new, but they're coming into the forefront that are available now for these folks who have had 6 months of conservative care and still have problems.
Okay.
Now, traditionally, those were difficult people to deal with because we didn't have a good option. Surgery, which would involve fusion of the spine, globally speaking, only about 50% of people improve with fusion surgery. Now, that's not the people that have sciatica, pain shooting down the leg. About 95% of those improve with surgery.
Okay.
But people whose main problem is literally just back pain, not leg pain, surgery is not a great option. It might be 55, 45, but it's not 100% effective. So the two new options, or newer options we have, are one that you touched on, regenerative therapy, which is the injection of what's generically referred to as stem cells, but it's your body's own cells injected into the discs and joints to try to either reduce inflammation or regenerate the disc. That's one option, and I spoke to you about that a few months ago. Another option that is FDA-approved, Medicare-approved, and covered by most major insurance companies is a newer procedure called basovertebral nerve ablation. I've been practicing for 30 years, and this new treatment, and I'm calling it new because it's sort of new to this area. I've performed it a few times. I'm not sure that anyone else has done it in Delaware, but there's large studies to support it. It's FDA approved and Medicare approved. It's a novel treatment that really is very encouraging. And that's one of the things I want to talk about while we're here today.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, first of all, what does it entail?
Yeah. Well, little bit of background. There's two main things that cause low back pain. Arthritis in the joints, which is something we can treat already with facet joint treatments. But the other big issue was pain coming from the disc and vertebral bodies. That's sort of the main weight-bearing part of your back. Up until now, the only definitive treatment for that was surgery, which was fusion, which we've already discussed is not universally effective.
Right.
This newer procedure called basovertebral nerve ablation, the trade name is Intracept, but it's the basovertebral nerve is the nerve that's ablated, is a technology that's been shown to be effective in large 5-year randomized controlled studies, both in the United States and Europe, to produce very encouraging outcomes. Briefly, what it means is there's a nerve that gives you the sensation in the vertebral end plate and disc. That's called the basovertebral nerve. It's a little branch off the spinal cord that goes through the bone and then feeds the disc and, you know, mediates the pain. Mm-hmm. So this nerve is how your brain gets the message that your back hurts. There's a procedure that's been developed where we bore a small hole through the bone of your back, numb up the skin. Patients lying on their tummy, you know, briefly speaking, I've done, you know, thousands of these kind of injections. This is a modification of what we already do.
Okay.
Patient lies on their tummy under sedation. We numb up the skin, put a needle down to the spine, bore a small hole through the bone, and then put a small probe through that hole. The tip of that probe heats up. We do this under X-ray guidance called fluoroscopic guidance so we can see right where this little probe is. We put the probe where we know the nerve is. We turn on a radio frequency generator that creates a small zone of heat. That heat melts or burns the nerve so that the nerve will no longer conduct the painful sensation to the brain. So ablation means heating or melting a nerve. Basovertebral nerve is the nerve we're heating or melting. Then we take the probe out, take the needle out, put a Band-Aid on, the patient goes home. I've done a handful of these already, and the results are very encouraging. You know, as a physician, what we should really care about is there data to support doing something like this?
Correct, yeah.
Interestingly, for the basovertebral nerve ablation, there is very good data both in the U.S. and Europe. A large randomized control study, which was called the SMART study, very good name for a study. You don't want to call this is the dumb study.
Right.
But the SMART study followed patients both with the procedure and also it was randomized. So some people thought they were getting the procedure but got a sham procedure. In other words, they came in, they got a
needle
put in.
Almost like a placebo effect.
Exactly. It helps eliminate the placebo effect. And of this group of people, 75, and these were followed for 5 years. This is a big, high-quality study. At 5 years out, 66% of the patients had decreased disability and decreased pain, 33% were pain-free at 5 years.
Wow.
This is not something that we see in other forms of treatment of back pain.
By the way, if you're just joining us, Dr. James Downing is joining us from First State Spine, and we're talking about really just some of the technologies that are available to you you might not know about or have thought about that if you suffer from chronic neck and back pain could get you back in the game. I think maybe it's just a mental thing, doctor. When you wake up with this pain every day, some people kind of wave the white flag on it after a while. They accept that this is going to be their day-to-day. They go to the medicine cabinet or what have you, not thinking about some of these options that we're discussing here today. And I was curious about the staying power of that practice you mentioned. 5 years out, that's an amazing stat in and of itself.
No, it really is a very meaningful result. And to get a new procedure FDA-approved and approved by Medicare, just literally, it takes a lot of work, a lot of money from the companies that do these large studies.
Yeah.
And they have to, you know, the FDA is a very discerning organization. To get something actually approved, you can't just, you know, say it works. You have to prove it works.
Right.
And the fact that this company, Relievant, that makes this actual, the technology that we use is made by a certain company called Relievant. They're they put the time and money into doing these studies and got this FDA approved. And it's because they have good data. And as I said early on, our results have been very encouraging. Now, this is not, you know, a magic bullet. It's not going to be applicable to everybody with low back pain. I want to emphasize that. It's for people who've had at least 6 months of traditional therapy and not improved. And then there's a certain finding we look for in the almost everyone that's had 6 months of back pain would have had an MRI, which is the high-quality imaging study we get. there are certain things we look for on the MRI that suggest that a patient will improve with Intracept. And what we look for are these signs of inflammation along the disc and the end plate where the disc meets the bone. But we see those commonly. That's the group of people. So it's a subset of people with low back pain, but it's a significant chunk of them. And as I mentioned, I'm encouraged because these were the people who up until now we really didn't have a great option for. It was one of those, you know, we see these guys back and women back once or twice a year for therapeutic injections, which help, but we weren't really turning the corner. With properly selected patients, this is a very encouraging option.
And the proper selection is obviously a key part in the fact that you have things you can look for. What about the downtime after the fact?
This procedure, nationwide, in some centers, this procedure is done under general anesthesia. I perform this under what's called monitored anesthesia care or deep sedation, sort of a twilight sleep. So
okay.
The patient goes home with a Band-Aid and goes home that day. You can return to office work within a couple days after this procedure. It's not anywhere near like the recovery from surgery at all. And you're also not burning any bridges. Once you have a lumbar intervertebral fusion, you've got screws and plates put in your back. It's a permanent change biomechanically in the way your back moves and works. You can't undo it.
Yeah.
And fusion is necessary in a certain group of people. They just need to have it if they have instability. But for people with axial low back, I just mean by axial low back pain, I mean pain literally in the back, not sciatica down the legs, but just back pain that hasn't responded to traditional therapy, this is a meaningful option. And it can be sorted out pretty easily. As I said, most of these folks have already had an MRI. If they haven't, by this point, they should get one. We look for these certain changes in the MRI that identifies that they would be candidates for this procedure, and then we could talk to them about it.
Yeah. Are these team efforts within First State Spine? Is there a lot of, what do you think of this, a lot of consulting with others within your practice?
Absolutely, and that's important to
it is.
Remember. Care needs to be integrated. It's not all about this procedure. Some people do need surgery. Some people just need an epidural steroid. Some people just need physical therapy and an anti-inflammatory. It's never one size fits all.
Yeah.
As this procedure becomes more well known, more people will come talk to us, and other physicians will start offering it as well. But it's very encouraging. As I said, I've been practicing for 30 years, and this is one of the most significant changes I've seen in this field.
Yeah, it really is quite something when you talk about, as we did at the top, the importance of the back and its function within our body and the things it allows us to do, and really the small pool of potential treatments we've had to work with up until now. It's got to make it a real challenge for doctors like yourself to pick out and offer promise to people down the road with their conditions,
Yeah, it's challenging. It's also exciting. And it's also, fun for me to learn a new procedure. I went up to Philadelphia for training with this at the center. And, being able to offer something new that's useful is gratifying.
Why don't we talk about some contact information for people that are listening saying, I at least want to talk to these people to find out what it is they might be able to do for me. Where should they turn? And really, what are the other practices that you offer?
First State Spine, all one word, .com is the way to find a website that will connect you to me. I'm Dr. Downing with Interventional Spine and all my partners. I'm in a group with Dr. Peter Witherell, and then we are in close association with both spine surgeons and physiatrists. We have relationships with physical therapists. We can offer all options, and I want to emphasize that this procedure is not by any means the most common one I perform.
Yeah.
The bulk of what I do is just, what I've been doing for many years.
Right.
This is going to be a subset of what we do, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is. So again, I'm at firststatespine.com, and there's a plethora of information if you're listening. Sometimes it's easier for people to get their eyes on some things that they're hearing, so I always try to point people to a website if possible. But if you're even questioning, listening right now, whether or not they can be of help, go on the website and just see what they have to offer, because it's a plenty. And you heard Dr. Downing talking about some of the new technology and really just the promise it holds. And it's just a wonderful thing. So I appreciate it. I see that you are in your scrubs, and I suspect that there's a procedure you're going to be delivering shortly.
I'm on my way to the office. Yep. Yeah, I didn't have to stay up late and watch the Phillies last night, so I'm fresh as a bunny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, we'll give it another try tonight, and you can watch, and if you're on the road in the meantime, you can certainly listen on WDEL, all your Phillies playoff games there. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you, Peter. Go Phillies.
It's at 9:52 now here on Del Aware.